Welcome everybody, Shia number 1057, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are going through the halachos, of course, Kadima in Brachos. We finish basically with all the mistakes. What happens if somebody made a mistake? We spoke about that the last few shiurim. Now, I just want to say one thing, two things actually. Rabadna brings down in the end of his chapter on the Kadim and Brachot, which is actually chapter number 11. But before we get to that, we spoke about last year in reference to things that are in front of you, right? So a person has to know that if they make one bracha, let's say I make a shahakal, for whatever reason, I made a shahakal on something, or I wanted to take a drink and I needed a drink first, and really there was cake in front of me, I should have made the bracha on the cake, okay? But let's say I'm not eating the cake right now, whatever. But be it as it may, however it was a mistake, not a mistake, or there's a seed, but there's a reason I have to have a drink first, I just pushed it, I can't eat without. So we said there are various different situations which come up, whereby one can make the lower level bracha first, like obviously shahakal is a much lower level bracha than the bar minim zonas, which would come first. Mizonas would come first, but if I have a siba, I'm not thirsty, I have to take that drink right now, whatever, it's hard for me. So the various different situations that you could make the shahakal first, but we have to know. So what I want to say is that even though we know that shahakal is good on anything, but the eved, somebody made a mistake on all foods, shahakal is good, right? I made a shahakal on anything, but the eved is good. If I made a mistake, we do say in general to try and, so you take a little bite of that item that you made the mistake. And then if possible, one should try and get the right food if they're at home or whatever place where they have other food. Let's say you made a shahakal on something that's mizonos. I made a shahakal on a cookie or cake, which is really mizonos. So then take a little piece of that item, eat it, because it has to be chal, the bracha shouldn't be a bracha levatala, and you made a mistake. So now, if possible, try and find something else with that you did not have a mind to eat, but that would have the bracha of mizonos. Right, or even if you did have in mind, it's the wrong bracha, but you meant that it would have mezonos. Take a cookie, right? You made the bracha on cake shakel, so go take a cookie or something else that's not in front of you, and make the mezonos and have in mind also the cake. So that's the best way to fix it, if it's possible. If somebody, they're in the office or whatever, they made the wrong bracha, okay, but the evet, if it's the right bracha, like in the case of shakel, but the evet, if it's still good, so it's still good. Okay, a person can continue. That's the point. But the evet, the one who could continue, need be. If b'shas atchak, if they did get stuck, that's the point over here. You don't have to make not continue because the evidence is still good. But what I wanted to say, if you make a shahakal and you have five different foods in front of you, I made a shahakal on let's say orange juice, right? And I have in front of me fruits, which are ho'et, and I have in front of me vegetables, which are ho'adama, and I have in front of me cake, which is hamotzi. I'm not talking about the order of brachas now. Whatever the case is, I had to take the orange juice drink, or I made a mistake, or whatever. So we don't say that shahakal, well, shahakal is b'di'evet good, so everything in front of me is now covered. In other words, the cake is covered, and the vegetables are covered, and the fruits are covered. Shahakal is good. What do you mean? You just said shahakal is good b'di'evet. No, it doesn't work like that. Shahakal is good for your orange juice, which you just made the drink. You made the mistake, whatever. That's a separate issue. You should have made the mezonos first, and then the hates, and then the hadama, and then the shahakal. That's the order of brachas. But I made a mistake. I made a shahakal. So it would not help you that shahakal would not automatically go on the fruits and on the vegetables. On the fruits, you have to make the hates separately, and then the hadama you have to make on the vegetables and the mezonos on the cake, and do it the right way in the right order. In other words, that shahakal that you made a mistake would not help you for the other foods, even though b'di'evet is good on, it's b'di'evet good on another food. I'm holding a cookie, and by mistake, I made a shahakal, and that's the cookies right there, and that's all I have is that cookie, so good. So b'di'evet, it's good. And another way to get out of it, if somebody has a drink of let's say something, then I made a shahakal on a cookie, and there's a drink mamish right in front of them, some place can bring down also. You can mamish quickly grab the drink and drink that, if it's mamish in front of you. And of course, it goes without saying if you had it in mind. So yeah, I have in mind the drink also. So I made by mistake the shahakal on the cookie right before you take a bite. I made the shahakal before you take a bite of the cookie. Take a drink. It's right there, right in front of you. So that's an important point to keep in mind, how to fix those brachas. But we'll not automatically go on everything else. Everything needs its own bracha. Just real quickly to finish off from Rabadna. On page 182, if one forgot and did not say the proper brachas in the proper order, the Rama said that if you mix it up, the evidence is still good, unless you made it in a way which we've been talking about the last three or four shiurim. if you made it in that way a mistake, it's no good. But if you just stam made that, if it's the same bracha, that's where you made the mistake. We've been talking about it, the same bracha. But if you made different brachas in the wrong order, I mixed up. I don't know the order. What should I do? If one forgotten did not say the brachas in the proper order, the brachas are nevertheless still good. For example, one was served cake and fruit. They have cake and fruit, so they have to make a mazonos first and then a ha'etz, right? If they're eating it together. So you have to make first a mazonos and then a ha'etz. They incorrectly made the bracha of the fruit on the fruit before making the bracha on the cake, right? I made first the eights and then a mazonos. So what should I do now? It's two different brachas, but I already did it. Is it still good? Although he did not make the brachas in the proper order, right? You have to make first mazonos, then eights. I made first the eights, then mazonos. Nevertheless, both brachas are good. In that case, that would be good, right? The mazonos on the cake would still be good, even though you made it second, and the eights on the fruit would be good, even though you made that first. They're two different brachas. One have nothing to do with the other. Of course, he should do it the right way. First mazonos, anyways, I mixed up what I do. B'diavad, it is still, the brachas are still good. And the last thing which we spoke about in the past, all brachas on fragrances, let's say reyach, smell, come after the brachas on food. First come the brachas on food, even shahakal, which is on food, that comes first. And they, obviously reyach has their own brachas. We have to talk about one day the brachas of reyach, of smell. But that, if there, somebody wants to smell something at the same time while they're making a shahakal, shahakal comes first. All brachas come on food, come first. All brachas on fragrances come after the brachas of food. That's the halacha. Shabura talks about it and so on, and have their own order of preference also, which we'll see. But first, foods on brachas, and then fragrances if it's being done together. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tov.